Class Kids, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum.
I'm Cynthia Grant. I'm joined in the studio today by Shad Hamilton and Patricia Laborens. They're part of Livingston Area Naloxone Distribution. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, who wants to explain to me exactly what the land initiative is?
I can. We've started this program with a compassion for to save lives. There's obviously an epidemic ravaging through our community, and these kits that we have overdose rescue kits, which has a Narcan in it, also known as Naloxone, and we're trying to fight this and save people's lives and bring them out of the overdose and to help our community to become better. The police have started the Safe Passage program, which is a very positive step in the right direction. And many areas have also initiated an anti-drug coalition, and we believe that's what we need in our area. Our hope is to get support to build a group of people that can actually make changes. And this is just the first step in our mind. Our mission is to have everybody that is at risk for an overdose or that is an active addiction to have an overdose rescue kit on hand. It is absolutely better to have one and not need it than to need one and not have it. What this kit will do is if somebody is at an overdose, when the Narcan is administered, it will bring them out. We have a standing order to dispense and administer the Naloxone kits, and we have them for absolutely for free, and we'd be willing to show anybody that's interested in obtaining one of these kits to get a hold of us. That's our main goal, is just to get them out there into the community.
Naloxone is the generic name for Narcan. Most people know it as Narcan. We have gotten our kits from the Naloxone distribution program out of Peoria from Dr. Tamara Olt, and we have unlimited access to these. We're hoping that someone in our area will find the funding to get it in this county without having to go through another county, but this is a good way to start. But the kits, when we give them out to somebody, we're certified to train people how to administer them. So when we meet with someone, we show them the kit, explain how to use them, explain to them that they still need to give CPR and to definitely call for help and do rescue breathing. It's a muscular injection.
You can put it in the arm or the thigh, anywhere.
You don't have to worry about taking off their clothes either. They go straight through jeans.
Right. I also wanted to add on that, too, that, you know, the statistics on overdose deaths are alarming, according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Since the year 2000, the rate has increased by 200%. And the fact is, Naloxone saves lives. These deaths do not have to happen. Some of them are accidental. Some of them are just a bad decision. And it doesn't have to be heroin that people overdose on. They can overdose on any type of opiate medication, Percocet, Oxycontin, stuff that's in your medicine cabinet. And, we're trying to bridge the gap. And, you know, we've talked with local law enforcement. We've talked with the OSF, with the probation department, with the IHR, with the superintendent of the county jail. We're just trying to bridge the gap and get our information out there to let people know to contact us, and we will give you a kit for free. We've started a Facebook page. It's called LAND, which is the Livingston Area Naloxone Distribution.
So if you know anybody who is in active addiction or even you yourself, it's 100% confidential. We just want to get you a kit and give you that peace of mind to know that if an overdose does happen, that you can do something to reverse the effects until the EMS arrives.
Yes. Death is forever, but a bad decision doesn't have to be.
Okay. Now, I'm kind of curious that now you guys have talked about this and talked about doing training and, you know, reaching out. You guys took this all upon yourselves. Is there a reason behind why you decided to do this?
We've lost a few very close friends.
A lot of friends have overdosed. Almost all of my friends that I grew up with, the circle of friends that I grew up with, they're all gone and they can't come back. And if they would have had the information or had one of these overdose rescue kits, that didn't have to be the case. We're just trying to give back to the community.
We read in the paper and see and through social media that it's still such a problem, and these young kids don't think that they realize how much at risk for overdose it is. These drugs are getting stronger, and a lot of times people will try to go to treatment or they'll go to jail or something like that, and when they have the cravings to use again, they use the same amount that they used before, and they don't realize that their tolerance has been lowered, so that's when the overdose occurs.
Okay. So, it's interesting being that you've been personally touched by this, and this is your mission that you're taking on all by yourselves. And so you've also talked about who can get these. You said the addict themselves, friends and family, basically. Anybody who's in close contact with somebody who may possibly need this.
We don't have all the statistics right now, but almost nobody overdoses by themselves. There's usually somebody with them. And, you know, the person that's actually in the overdose obviously can't use the kit because they're unresponsive. So if, you know, a loved one, it would be a loved one or a friend or a group of people in the house that if they know that there's an overdose rescue kit on hand, that they'll have that sense of security and peace of mind to, you know, or anybody is heroin doesn't discriminate. You know, there's mothers and fathers and doctors and teachers, and there's all kinds of people that are addicted to opiate medication. It's a plague, you know, and it doesn't discriminate. So anybody that's at risk, you know, definitely needs a kit. And like I said, they're absolutely free. So please contact us, you know, with our phone numbers are on the website. It's The Land again on Facebook. And it's 100% confidential. The kit's free and we'll bring it to you and show you how to use it.
And if someone is interested in getting into treatment, you know, we'd also like to help them with that. I mean, we would talk to the people if they do want to talk to us about it. But if not, then, you know, we just get them the kit is a step in the right direction. And maybe if they end up having to use it, maybe then that they'll reach out for more help. But our problem is that we just don't know how to get the kits to the people who need them. I think the stigma attached to it, people don't want to admit that they have a loved one who's using, or someone, you know, it's hard for someone to admit that they're at risk for an overdose themselves.
And also everybody doesn't want to go to the police department and say, I need an overdose drug, because some people, you know, granted the police with the safe patches, that's great, but there are people that are in their active addiction and the police department is the last place they're ever going to go. And we're not, you know, we're not the police. So you can come to us and it will be confidential, and we just want to save your life and give you a chance, hopefully make a better choice tomorrow. And death is forever. A bad choice doesn't have to be. So hopefully we know we can get this out there, and with your guys' help, and we have an appointment on the 21st of this month with the IHR to meet with the officials out there to also teach them what we're doing and show them and
talk to them about the anti-drug coalition.
Yeah, because there is help. There's funding available for rural communities, and we just don't know how to get it. We're not about money right now. We're just about our mission is to save someone's life. And
like we were saying, right now we're going through Peoria. We need to get this here in our county, and we need
every
time. Just two people off the street can't really get grants. You understand?
Right. I understand.
It. So if it was IHR or OSF trying to get the grant to get the free kits and get it to the people who need
it. Just within recently, we know of two overdoses just in the last couple weeks here in our area. And one of them, I believe the naloxone, the Narcan, brought them back, and the other one didn't make it. And every time we see this on social media or something, you know, when someone loses their life, you know, a little piece of us dies inside too. It hurts. And we don't want to feel that pain. We want people to have the security of knowing that they have a kit and they can stay alive, you know.
So if anybody is really interested in doing this, you said Facebook, look up Land on Facebook, but do you have any other contact information for how people can get involved with this?
My telephone number is 815-520-7089, and my phone's on. You can call me anytime, and it's confidential. Like I said, I'll come right to you that day and get it there as soon as possible. So
we're working on that by going to IHR and OSF. We're hoping to branch out and
get flyers put out and some better, just this is help right here with sending here with this forum is great. We just want to, you know, let people know we're here and it's available. So this is one way to contact us is through Facebook or my telephone number. And you want to give your phone number is 815-374-0517. That's Patricia, and my name's Shad, and hopefully this comes across as a good message, is moving in the positive in the right direction, and that's our mission.
Very good. We've been speaking with Shad Hamilton and Patricia LaBorance about Land, the Livingston area naloxone distribution. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.